we're recording again. So this is, you're tremendously powerful is the reason that happens. You do hear from angels. You hear from very high angels. Apparently there are different levels of angels. So you're really reaching high source. And say your name again, please.
Adelita.
All right, so let me just backtrack a little bit. It's not that you can't go take a class. It's just to be sure that you recommend yourself to yourself kindly. In other words, you really are receiving guidance from a very high source level. Does that make sense? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes. Because I'm a loner, I don't go anywhere, I don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the money to be going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm to talk to other people, how do I do that? I know I go on Facebook, but I mean, how else do I?
You mean to give angel messages?
To let them know that, you know, where I'm coming from.
All right, what do you mean by that? Let them know where I'm coming from.
Well, like if you had asked the last time if I talked to anybody, and last time I said, well, no, I don't go anywhere. I just stay at home. But is there something I need to be doing since I feel this way? Talk to somebody or just to myself?
But what do you mean you feel this way? How do you feel?
You know, like I like saying that, you know, things are happening and I feel very like a rush coming through me. Like, let's say something exciting is going to happen and I believe that, and then as the day goes on or the days goes on, something that I've been wanting so much, it happens.
You are so connected. Oh my goodness. Okay, so let me travel on to your question. So what I was saying is you are just very, very connected to spirit. If you so desire to bring forth spirit messages, spirit would be delighted in working with you. And so, yes, if you develop that skill and open up to receive, you know, put protection of you, or open up to receive, you would be able to channel. You could receive messages for yourself. You could receive messages for others. The connections are there. Their connections are there. I mean, kind of like what I'm doing, quite frankly. Really?
Well, you do a spiritual job. I know you. You know, I just really think a lot about you. Since from the last time I talked to you, you know, that made me feel good and better.
Good.
About myself.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. So have we answered your question? I'm not sure
if
we've answered.
Yes, I just didn't know if I had to talk to other people about what's going on with myself, or just talking to myself with good enough.
Okay, you're so funny. I would have to listen to the recording from last time because I'm not sure, I don't remember what I said. But as far as talking to people, what I can say just from today's conversation, this would only be if you were sharing spirit messages. It's just if you were sharing messages from spirit. And just to let you know that you have that ability, if you so desire to develop it, it's just sitting there waiting for you.
That sounds great.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Much love to you.
Okay.
Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
Hi.
There I am.
There you are. How can we help?
Thank you for the individual session earlier. I'm back with more questions.
Okay.
So I did write an email response to this business owner who attacked me. Mm-hmm. I was feeling better, and then I suppose she read it, and now I'm feeling anxious. I'm realizing that she has unfriended me and blocked me on all social media. I can't see her business at all on it just started to feel really real that I'm under attack. And I guess my one thing is I am not feeling as clear at the moment that I didn't do anything wrong. I'm starting to feel like, oh, maybe I was devious. But my question is how to handle these two particular women that I was friends with who are also not returning text messages. I'm nervous that I'm going to have to let them go, and that makes me sad.
Oh, Mama, sweetheart.
Okay.
They're showing me the wisdom card. I don't even have to pull a card for you. They're showing me wisdom. I will find it. So wisdom is like being a wisdom master. So you really want to realize how far along you are in the spiritual journey, that you're really being called to task. So Jesus comes to mind. So they're saying, you know, it's like, look what he had to endure. He was in the right. He was in the light. He was serving God's path. And yet he's saying, yeah, like, boy, was I attacked. So
I've been thinking about Jesus a lot, actually, not to sound grandiose, but I've been thinking a lot, if Jesus did this, I can do a watered down version of this. He's been with me a lot today. In fact, I talked about him today, and I looked out my window. There's a church across the street. The name of the church is Christ Church.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've really been in communion quite a bit with Jesus.
Uh-huh. Well, I feel like he's been in quite a bit of communion with you. So this is the point. This is the point. You needed an upgrade, quite frankly. Your business would not fly at the level you were at. So this is leading you to a higher vibration and a higher destination. So as much as not, I'll find that card and send it to you later. But as much as this is not like a fun part of your initiatic path, it's really quite necessary. Because this whole wishy-washy, egoic, yeah, fear stuff, it was not going to magnetize and attract and create your destiny. So unfortunately, when I say unfortunately, it's because I'm feeling very linear when I'm saying this. It's sort of like we call forth that which is our requirement, not that which is our pleasure. So these, yeah, aren't the fun parts of our initiation. But you want to remember that you're dreaming this. There is no woman and the two friends. You're calling this forth. So whatever was still not in alignment inside, it's like you're going to call it forth so that,
absolutely,
you can claim victory. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Like you really didn't realize what you signed up for when you said, I really want to do this.
Well, but I didn't actually want to do it. I was just kind of being obedient.
That's exactly what I was about to add to it, is you received a calling.
I actually didn't. I didn't set out to do this. I've been shaking in my boots quite a bit.
You received a calling. And say your name again, please.
Allison.
And say it one more time, please.
Allison.
So this is you, victory and success, opening up to the higher allowance, and you're dealing with what's getting triggered, which is emotional loss. So all the stuff from the past, that you needed to make peace with. It's all getting triggered so you can move into your destiny. You want to remember, it just feels like Jennifer's conversation all over again. You know, when I was explaining that she thinks she's looking for a house, but this is really like the spiritual situation of her spiritual house. So for you, you think you're starting a business, but you want to remember this is all a dream. So what you're really doing is serving your spiritual destiny. You're serving your spiritual plan. You're serving the awakening of consciousness. So in the linear, you're starting a business, but it's a dream business. This isn't real. This isn't real. So what you're really doing is awakening consciousness. And so to awaken consciousness, you got to awaken your own consciousness. And they're showing me believe and succeed. Believe and succeed. Okay. So you've called forth these different experiences to really tie the knot in your faith.
That all makes a lot of sense. I know this is a linear question, but about these two women, what one in particular, my inclination is to just let it be and let the energies now, play out.
Who are the women compared to the...
One was a friend before I met this woman. The two women are named Mallory and Suki, and they both have been yoga teachers with her, but they've been kind of pulling away from her a little bit. And Suki has been gung-ho, came to my soft opening.
Okay, I'm gonna cut you off just for a second. Do not forget anything you're about to tell me. Today, this morning, there was a truck in front of me, and it said Suki. It said something in Suki, and the Suki was staring at me. And I was like, what does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean?
Holy
cow. So it was staring at me, and I was thinking like, okay, is there like a god? I had no idea what it was. It's so funny. It was your energy. But if I didn't get that out, there's no way I could focus on your question.
Oh, sure.
But I'm just like, I'm just blown away. I'm so sorry, sweetheart. Please repeat what you said. No, I so apologize.
Suki is the one, that's amazing. Suki is the one that I really care for. And she has been saying, you know, once you get the whole house, not just the second floor, let's put a sauna thing in there. She's like... once you get the kitchen redone, I'll teach Ayurvedic cooking, but she's fallen silent. And I think it's because she has three kids and her husband's traveling, but I think she's also feeling caught in the middle. And so I was thinking about the story of Solomon yesterday evening, and I thought if this other business owner says, the babies are mine, cut them in half, we'll split them, I'll say, I love them, you can have them. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. But I really am sad about this woman, Suki, and I'm feeling that I just need to be patient and not grasp. Just not grasp.
Okay, one moment. I will never forget that truck as long as I live.
That's hilarious.
That just blows me away.
Yes.
All right, my love, one moment. And say your name is Suki's name.
Allison Suki.
Cover her in white light and send love to her from your heart. You can call in your higher self and talk to her higher self, but I would do some energy work with her.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's struggling a little bit.
It's really, I'm going to put this in words. Excuse me. And say your name again, please.
Allison.
And say her name.
Suki.
I see a caged animal. So, I would work on it energetically.
Yep.
I would work on it energetically.
That makes sense. That's actually what I did with this business owner before I sent the email. I worked with her energetically, and I had my higher self speaking to her higher self for receiving my message.
I feel regarding this business owner, what's her name again?
Jacqueline.
I literally see your higher selves. This was called. This was part of the path. There's something going on with her more than you know. There's a reason she's asking for more rent than she deserves and freaking out that you're doing this. There's a reason. There's a reason. She's working out of fear. There's a reason.
I think her rent must be pretty high. And I think that she sells, most of her business is selling gua sha and crystals and CBD oil. And I don't think there's a lot of money to be made with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, just know that.
Okay, thank you.
And the other lady, was there a concern with the other?
Oh, the other lady is Mallory, and I think that it's gotten too complicated for her. Mm-hmm. I think, and I knew her for a few years beforehand, and she's this young, very grounded, unapologetic, beautiful yoga teacher. She's really special, and I'm sad that she has, I don't know what's going on with her.
Right.
But I'm sad about the disconnect. Mm-hmm. She's the first person I brought to visit the space, actually. She's the first person. And I talked to her about this business owner. I said, I'm nervous, it's going to look bad. And she said, Allison, yoga teachers teach several different places. That's no big deal. And she loved the space. She said, you're going to get people here. She was really positive, and then she went quiet.
And say your name again, please.
Allison.
This is about your healing, my friend, my little friend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're the spiritual leader. So in order to lead, I mean, oh my gosh, you're just so my mirror. You're so my mirror. I remember someone saying, I'll leave you with this. I wanted to get to my next level so badly. And a friend of mine said, I forget how she said it, but basically, you know, if you want to lead others, you have to lead yourself. If you want to heal others, you have to finish healing. You have to heal yourself. Oh, no. She said you have to be able to heal yourself. She said that to me. And it's like years later, and I'm now first beginning to really understand what that really meant. So welcome to my world, Allison.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Welcome. Oh, gosh.
Thank you again so much.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Gosh. Yeah, you're answering a calling. I mean, you're doing God's work. I honestly feel, not to put down the churches or whatever, I'm sure they're wonderful and very helpful to the community, but your center is like a church. Like, it's light. It's, you know, so the purification you're going through is really, it's like, because you're the pillar, you're the pillar.
I see.
And yeah. I just see you in like this amazing light.
Thank you. I will listen to the recording.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Indeed, we surround each with light. Yes, we see you as the pillar. We see you in your light bodies. We ask you, therefore, to admire your strength, to admire your brilliance. We surround each of you with our gratitude for the good works in the now and in the now to come. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.